As you all know, I often talk to founders and business leaders who spend months building incredible products. But it's easy to forget how that one overlooked login or unsecured Wi-Fi connection can bring everything crashing down. That's where NordLayer comes in. It's a business security platform built for the modern hybrid team. No hardware, no complicated rollout, just a simple toggle-ready solution that lets you secure your entire network in minutes. And it does this by combining VPN, access control, and threat protection so your people can connect safely from any device and any network and anywhere. So whether you're 5 people or 500, you can scale it within a few clicks and sleep better knowing that your data is protected by the same team behind NordVPN. So if you've been putting off network security because it feels too technical or too expensive, please visit nordlayer.com/techtalksdaily and use the coupon code techdaily-28 for 28% off your plan. But now, on with today's show. What happens when three founders with no construction background walk into one of the most complex industries on the planet and end up rewriting how projects are monitored, measured, and delivered? Well, this is a story waiting for you in today's episode of Business Tech Perspectives, because my guest is the co-founder and CEO of a company called Track3D, and they are leading the shift towards something that they call reality intelligence. And while most people still picture construction as maybe slow moving and low tech, my guest has a very different view. He will argue that the sector has been ready for innovation for years, and that the real barrier has always been that technology was too slow, too fragmented, or too difficult to use. But today, I want to learn about how technology is changing all that by bringing together reality capture, AI, robotics, and computer vision so that every stakeholder on a building site can finally see what's happening, when it happened, and whether it meets the correct specification. He's also going to bring it all to life with some practical stories about how to detect mistakes before they turn into costly work, spotting deviations the moment they occur, and giving teams the clarity they need to reduce risk and deliver with confidence. So if you work in the construction industry, operations, digital transformation, or indeed any environment where progress and accuracy matter, and I would argue that that is every industry, I hope that this episode will offer you a fresh lens on what AI can do right now. So a massive warm welcome to the show. Can you tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, firstly, Neil. It was great to have a conversation with you. By way of my introduction, I go by NK, much easier that way. And I'm the CEO and co-founder of a company, Track3D. We started Track3D about 4 years ago. And what Track3D does is it automates construction monitoring. So everything that happens on the job site, you can record it with any camera, drone, 360 camera, mobile phone. And Track3D can automatically, with its AI-first platform, it will automatically quantify and qualify progress for you. That is, how much of work is done, when it is done, where it is done, and also is it done to the right specifications or not. So that's what Track3D does.
And one of the things that I love doing on this podcast, Business Technology Perspectives, is getting people thinking differently about the way that technology is impacting any industry and industries that you don't automatically associate with technology. And when you think of construction sites, I think a lot of people will not think about AI. I think that's safe to say. So when you think about the state of construction and construction technology today, what kind of problems feel most urgent to solve for you? And why has reality intelligence become such a significant part of that conversation?
No, great question, Neil. In fact, let me start by giving you a bit of perspective. We are three co-founders and none of us actually come from the industry. We have been doing startups for quite some time. I personally have been working on the technology domain and startups over the last 20 years now. And technologies such as 3D vision, AI, robotics, especially the convergence of these technologies, is what's been something I've been extremely passionate about. Now, when we entered construction industry, right, to your question, we initially thought that is an impression everyone has. Construction doesn't have a good reputation. They consider it to be digital laggards, right, in a way. But when I entered in, right, that was not the case. I was very pleasantly surprised. These guys are not technology laggards. In fact, they're ready to adopt technology, provided it helps them simplify their lives, you know, take away all the menial tasks that they're doing right now. And anything that helps them to increase their productivity, they're ready to take. In fact, some of the largest construction companies we have been working with, they have a portfolio of 300 apps. I have not seen that even in some other industry. Mm. So 300 enterprise apps, think about it, right? And everything is siloed, everything is disconnected. And the problem is not of construction being a digital laggard. The problem is the technology is not being good enough until now, right? So they were not simple enough. They were not fast enough. They were not accurate enough. They were not cost effective enough to see mass scale adoption. So that was the genesis of Track3D in that sense. So we started Track3D about 4 years ago just with that mission that, you know, why can't we create a technology which is extremely simple and super valuable to the field so that, you know, irrespective of its shape, size, or geography, you can apply these technologies and people can take benefit. And that is what reality intelligence is all about. So reality intelligence is nothing but reality capture plus artificial intelligence. So it's like the physical AI. We understanding our physical spaces in 3D, measuring that, and giving deep, actionable insights on them. That is what we position reality intelligence as. And, you know, Track3D pioneers reality intelligence. So no matter which reality capture source you use, it could be a drone, it could be 360 camera, mobile phone, laser scanners, or even terrestrial robots. The idea is, how do we take this data, convert it into actionable and measurable insights, and present it in the simplest accessible way possible for the job site?
And a question I've got to ask, because you said earlier in your answer there that none of you are from a construction background. So what was it that first attracted you to that industry and solving problems? I feel there's got to be a story there too, right?
Absolutely. In fact, the last startup that all the three of us were together at, in fact, three of us have been working together for quite some time. We are friends since high school and know each other for more than 20 years now. So we go a long, long way back. And all the three of us were working on a previous startup, which was in the smart cities domain. Uh-huh. We were creating digital replicas of entire cities. And that's where we got introduced into the world of construction. Because cities do a lot of construction, they wanted that operational visibility over what is happening, right? So every job site, until then also, right, when we got started, even today for that matter, the data from the ground is predominantly being recorded manually. And manually captured data is either incomplete, inconsistent, inaccurate, or inaccessible. So the right decision makers of the project or the stakeholders of the project, both on field and back in the office, never have the right data or insights at the right time to take the right decisions. And most projects go over budget, over schedule, as you rightly know, right?
Yeah.
So we thought we can solve that problem by smartly applying these technologies and making people more efficient. Now, people don't do this because they have any malicious intent. No, in fact, these are the best people I have ever come across in my life, right? The people working on a construction site. But it's impossible to go on a field and measure 1,000 rod drops on a ceiling, on a 70-foot ceiling. It's just not practically possible for humans to do it. To measure everything that's installed, take a tape measure and do it. No. In fact, these are tasks that we are not supposed to be doing in the first place. The actual physical work, the coordination, that is what actually derives the value. So that became the genesis of Track3D, right? So these were insights we could uncover. And I guess what helped us was being industry outsiders, because we were a curious bunch of people. We knew nothing about construction. But our learning came by visiting job site to job site, just being on the ground and being genuinely curious. We were not even trying to sell anything. We were like, you know, please make me understand, what are you doing currently? How can we help you? That created a kind of rapport that actually unlocked so many use cases for us. So many stories got built because of that. So many relationships got built just by that curiosity. And I think that was something that has worked tremendously in our favor. Just being curious, just being, you know, on the ground and talking to the folks that we are building a product for.
I absolutely love that side of your story there. The power of curiosity, asking questions, wanting to help. These things are as important as the technology, if not more so. And I think many industries have talked about digital transformation. And yet, construction does have that reputation for slow adoption. But as you said, they are far from digital laggards. In fact, quite the opposite. So from your perspective, what happened that shifted and created the conditions for platforms like Track3D to gain traction? Tell me more about that, because it feels like it's a perfect moment for you. But what changed?
And great, right? There are a variety of factors that came into play, actually, because I've been working in this technologies for more than 20 years now. And like, we are right now at that golden moment for AI, where, you know, technology has become accessible and powerful enough to actually create great value. And when I say technology, right, it's multiple technologies that have come together to make it the perfect timing. Firstly, you know, AI, right? What is possible today with AI was not even possible, like, even 3 years ago, leave 20 years back. So last year to this year itself, the rate of progression of AI has been tremendous. Now, you don't need to train models manually. You can create very accurate models, very accurate AI models in a very, very cost-effective manner. So, you know, both the speed and accuracy and the scalability of it, all the three factors get massively adopted because you have AI now. It's not people doing all the manual work. That is number one.
Yeah.
Then number two is, you know, the improvement in the camera technology itself. Think about drones with cameras, or, you know, robots, or even 360-degree cameras. The kind of resolution improvements that they have gone through has been tremendous again. So what the camera can see now has tremendously improved from even 1 year back, actually. Last year, you look at the camera technology available to today. It's massive difference, and that is, again, one massive factor. Number three is robotics. And this is, again, something we are excited about as well. With the lack of people that the construction industry usually suffers with, right? Now you have robotics, which are, again, becoming accessible. And technology is actually building at such a rapid pace that, you know, I foresee every job site to have its robot of its own, irrespective of its shape and size. So it could be a 10,000 square foot retail to a 1 million square feet of a stadium or a data center. I see every job site in the future, in the near future, would have a robot. And again, that is one more unlock to why technology has become so accessible. So again, all the factors that I initially talked about, that is speed, accuracy, simplicity, and cost effectiveness. Every of these factors have exponentially changed. Now, you don't need, for example, with Track3D, right? You can set up a project in 15 minutes. You don't need months of setup time. A 15-minute setup, you can get started. You can start capturing and start tracking things immediately. No, take the BIM model, take the schedule, do huge implementation. All of that is already gone. And people start seeing value instantaneously. And because it is automated, the cost benefit gets passed on to the customer. So there's no or very little human in the loop possible. So all this was not even possible even 1 year back, let alone 3-4 years back. So I think that is a huge unlock, and that is what we are very, very excited about for this industry, right? One last thing, I know I'm giving a very long-winded answer, but one last thing I wanted to also mention is, with AI, integrations now become very, very easy. You had all the silo. I talked about 200, 300 applications that people use, right? It could be a financial system, it could be a project management system, it could be a ERP, all of these different systems, irrespective of how closed world they are, today AI makes it possible to talk to all this unstructured data and extract meaningful insights. So again, that is an unlock, right? You don't have to learn a new tool. All the existing data can be leveraged and you can be created such good value that never existed before.
And I think something else that every business is experiencing right now in every industry, and that is every tech project is under close scrutiny for ROI, the kind of measurable impact that it can have on a business. And as someone who is at the intersection of AI, reality capture and progress tracking and site operations, how do you explain that real business impact to stakeholders who measure success through things like risk reduction, cost control, timeline certainty, and so many other different metrics? How do you get that ROI over to them?
Great question. And let me answer this by giving you a practical example.
Yeah.
Right? So today on a job site, if you would go and ask what's the progress to three different stakeholders, you'd get three different answers, actually.
Yeah.
Because it's very subjective. People are eyeballing the measurements. And so if your data itself is not right, how can you improve that? So that is the number one part of Track3D, right? We say you can't improve something you can't measure.
Mm-hmm.
And we make the measurement totally possible. Now, when we say 50% of a ductwork is done in Track3D, we say it's not 50% on a hypothetical basis or very subjective basis. We actually tell it's 1,950 linear feet of ductwork out of 3,900 feet done. And we show it to you exactly where it is as well. So this becomes very objective, single source of truth for the project. That itself makes your decision-making, your planning, your coordination much better. That is part one. Part two is, you know, now that you know how things are actually moving, you can coordinate much better between the different disciplines. Now, construction is like, in a way, controlled chaos, right? You have multiple stakeholders, multiple trades working together. And it's about how do you plan and coordinate between all these activities in the best way possible. Now, with this good objective data, you can plan things better between all the trades, all the activities that are happening, and be proactive about it rather than reactive. Because, you know, this is like Track3D becomes a smoke alarm rather than a firefighter, that, you know, the fire is there and you are actually fighting it. You are catching deviations early on, deviations with respect to schedule, also deviations with respect to design, which are one of the leading costs of project overruns and cost overruns in construction industry. Those are reworks. By catching mistakes early, much before they are much costlier, you can directly have an impact on your bottom line. Now, on your question of ROI, right? Construction industry, some of the builders over here make billions of dollars of business annually, but their profit margins are actually in the single digit. And just imagine, right, if we impact a project by even 5%, so that is the rework cost typically attributed to a project itself is 10%. So if you're able to save 5% of that, it makes it 50% more profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the kind of ROI that is technically possible with tools like Track3D. And that is why it becomes a no-brainer for our customers, right? So when we explain them, hey, you're getting all these tangible benefits plus the non-tangible benefits. You don't have enough people. You can do more with less number of people. You can manage your sites better. You can have better operational visibility across your entire portfolio. And your profitability, the bottom line, is directly impacted. That makes it a very compelling offering.
Wow, some big figures there. And of course, one of the challenges I would imagine is that reality data can be incredibly fragmented, especially when we're looking at drones, scanners, cameras and field reports. So what have you learned about unifying the data in a way that feels usable, repeatable and valuable across entire project life cycles? Because although we're talking about the construction industry, data fragmentation and data silos is something very real for every business owner, isn't it?
100%, Neil. And, you know, I can't stress on this enough, but when we got started, there were so many point solutions. Mm. Everyone were talking about a drone solution, a 360 camera solution, a mobile solution. But what we, when we came in, right, what our learning point was, what are these things doing actually? All these tools are essentially monitoring your job site. Then it makes the most logical sense for all these things to work together. Now, initially, it was a technical challenge, right? You have different pipelines to processes of this data. Then how do we get integrated it? It was not a very trivial engineering problem to solve. But that became our design principle to start with as well. We said we are automating construction monitoring. So that means that, you know, any data source that can technically plug in to monitor should be part of Track3D by default. So it could be drones, it could be 360 cameras, laser scanners, mobile phones, robots, doesn't matter. As long as, you know, it's giving you a visual representation of the site, we should be able to integrate it and comprehensively track it across the life cycle, as you had mentioned, Neil. Because, you know, originally when we started, we were called Construct N. But the name changed to Track3D was on that side because, you know, we wanted to be an asset lifecycle management solution, right from design to construction to operations and maintenance to even demolition before you again start the cycle again. We believe this reality intelligence to be the central framework that ties the entire asset lifecycle management together. And so it has to be that way. As per us, right, you cannot have siloed solutions or siloed tools for monitoring it. It has to be one unified solution. And that hypothesis got validated very, very early on because one of our earliest customers were using only 10 different reality capture solutions. Just imagine that, 10 different reality capture solutions. And these were only data. So that was what prompted us to start Track3D in the first place because they're capturing all this data. And they're storing it. No one ever looked at it ever. So this was primarily done as an insurance policy. Something goes bad, we can go back and look at it. We at least have the visual proof of when something went bad. And we felt there's such a huge data leverage gap between the amount of data captured and the amount of data leverage that we can do a very good job of bridging this gap with our expertise in technology and create this value to our partners and customers. So I think reality intelligence basis came from that.
And before you join me on the podcast today, I was doing a little research on you and I was reading that Track3D detects deviations and delays, and it also changes how decisions are made on site. So how do you see that reshaping roles, accountability and collaboration across everyone from contractors, engineers and project owners? It feels like there's some big changes here.
Absolutely. Now, I'll give you again a practical example of this so that it becomes easy to visualize, right? So one of the projects that you're doing is a large airport project. And the superintendent over there was managing at one phase the sprinkler heads. Now, the trade partner who was doing the sprinkler heads comes and tells, hey, all the sprinkler heads are installed. Please release my payment. He immediately goes into Track3D and says that, you know, hey, something is amiss. Track3D is showing it's 98% complete. And it's showing 196 out of 200 are complete. That means 4 sprinkler heads are missing. Now he quickly opens the platform and he can practically see where those 4 are missing as well. Because the system exactly shows. It shows what is installed, what is not installed. Now imagine without Track3D, what had to be done was someone had to walk the job site just spotting each of those sprinkler heads, now 200 of them across the entire structure. Now, if you're taking 10 levels of the airport, you're talking about 2,000 sprinkler heads. How manually intrusive it is, and how impractical it is for people to go and say. And imagine that, you know, they had closed the ceiling. It would have been even more difficult to track that. Then they would have to remove the ceiling tiles and then look at it. So I think that became instant practical value. The other thing on deviations that you talked about, I'll give you one more example. The same project, there was a duct installed. And the system was showing a location where a duct is installed. But as per the design, the duct was not supposed to be over there. So there was an error in installation. So you could detect it much early on and rectify it much early. That means the cost associated with the rework drastically reduces. So say you had done the duct work and then you had done the insulation, then the connections, and then realize, oh no, this was not even supposed to be here. The cost of rectifying it becomes much larger. So this early detection and proactive management of the job site, almost in a near real-time basis, is something extremely, extremely valuable. And you cannot solve this problem by having more people. Like, you may have 5 people on job site just to manage this, but it's impossible for people because, you know, we are not efficient in measuring, tracking everything. Whereas AI is like super efficient in actually managing this. So that was a huge unlock for us. These use cases, these stories that we see, keep hearing, right? I believe are extremely, extremely valuable.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. One of the things that I love about listening to you today is you're providing very practical examples, relatable examples that people can just visualize, even though this is an audio podcast. And if I was to ask you to look ahead, are there any other future scenarios that might excite you, whether it's self-correcting schedules, predictive risk models, digital twins that adapt in real time? What excites you? There seems to be so much scope and so much opportunity here, but I'm curious what excites you.
Absolutely, Neil, and I can go on hours on this, but let me keep it concise. So the number one thing is, what is possible with AI, right? So today we are doing production tracking and deviation tracking. These are the first starting points. But say production combined with your manpower data can unlock productivity rates, which can again be such deep insights, because you can now start planning your activities much better. You can do what if scenarios. Like, you know, today Track3D is already doing this. It's telling you that, you know, this was the planned, this was the actual, but if you go at this rate, you're likely to be 5 days behind schedule. And probably you should add 10 more people or add this machinery on site so that you can cover it and, you know, make it 5 days earlier. So AI agents unlock this value by connecting it to different data systems. It can connect to your inventory management system. It can connect to your manpower system, your project management system. And the value that it's unlocking already is like tremendous. This is what we are truly excited about. And 2026 will be about making these more and more integrated product, more automating more of these workflows, and all through agentic workflows. So there'll be AI agents almost for every role. QAQC, there'll be an AI agent. Scheduler, there'll be an AI agent. Cost estimation, there'll be an AI agent. So we'll unlock more and more agents who can be partners to our customers and partners, basically, who are working on site, and take away all the tedious manual work that they generally don't enjoy doing, and make them super efficient, making them focus on what they really love. So exciting future ahead. 2026 roadmap is, especially with AI agents and what it can unlock, we are so passionately excited about that.
Exciting times ahead indeed. And a question I've got to ask, especially for the IT people listening and people concerned with protecting information, etc. As AI inevitably becomes a bigger part of construction workflows, how do you think about trust, governance, and balance between automated insights and human judgment, especially when projects involve millions or in some cases even billions of dollars in investments? How do you see this?
No. And when we got started, right, we started working with the largest construction companies in the US. And obviously, the security and governance requirements were really, really high. So first things first, need to have all the security policies in place. For us, that included SOC 2, Type 2, ISO, GDPR as well.
Yeah.
We said, you know, at a minimum level, we should have all the certificates because we are dealing with enterprise projects and these projects actually run into billions. Number two, what was important was generate the trust around AI. And what we are using AI for, how are we using AI, how are we building our AI, and what policies do we use? Especially like training of data becomes very, very important. Mm. We tell our partners and customers that, you know, we do not use your schedules, your design, your models for actually training our AI. AI has already auto-evolved to a certain level that, you know, we don't need to use this data unless we have your explicit permission to do so. That again creates trust. I think the main thing about trust is, you know, being open and telling exactly how are you actually working. So what we did initially also was, you know, not only show the product, but we showed the background of what happens as well. How our AI engine is actually working, how it is getting trained, how it is actually able to predict. And to your second part of your question, right, Neil, we believe that AI will always be an assistant. It will do majority of your job, but the human in the loop is what actually drives those decisions. So AI may give you an insight that, you know, you are running behind on schedule on this thing. And it might give you prescriptive suggestions, like, you know, doing this based on my thing, I believe will actually create value. But then we leave it to the human judgment to act upon those insights so that, you know, because of their experience, their know-how, they are the best placed in coordinating, communicating, and actually driving those results. The way we look at AI is, you know, a very simple example will be Iron Man and Jarvis.
Yeah.
So Iron Man is a superhero. The construction folks are the superheroes, actually. This is what makes them more efficient. So we just plan to be that, right? The Jarvis to a superintendent or the Jarvis to a project manager, Jarvis to a field engineer.
You had me at Jarvis. Incredibly cool what you're doing here. And we've only scratched the surface of some of the incredibly cool tech that you're working with here. So for people listening that maybe want to dig a little bit deeper, find out more information about anything we talked about, and also keep up to speed with the latest developments and things you're going to be working on in 2026 and that roadmap that you mentioned, where would you like to point everyone listening?
LinkedIn would be a great page to come in. LinkedIn at Track3D, T-R-A-C-K 3D, and you can always mail me. I always am still super curious, eager to learn, eager to have conversations, and you can mail me at nk@track3d.ai. So happy to connect, and thank you so much, Neil, for having me.
No, thank you. I'll be adding links to the web page as well and your LinkedIn page to make it easy for people just to send you a quick message. And I just love learning more about what you're doing here, how you've become this leader in reality intelligence, and in doing so, revolutionizing construction monitoring with cutting-edge AI-driven technology. But I think more than anything, what really brought it to life was the practical examples that you delivered there. And for people listening that are at the beginning of an AI journey or thinking about how technology impacts their business, to hear these practical examples, I'm sure, set off so many different light bulb moments around the world. But just thank you for taking the time to sit down with me and share that with me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Neil. It was really fun having this conversation with you.
So I hope you found this conversation as eye-opening as I did today. And I think my guest's way of explaining construction challenges that made them universally relatable, and the examples he shared, show how much value can be unlocked when data becomes clear, connected, and usable. And Track3D, it is proving that reality capture and AI, they're not just abstract ideas. They are tools that can reshape coordination, timelines, risk, and accountability, and do it in a way that teams can just feel the benefits of from day one. And I think it's also a reminder that innovation often comes from stepping into space with curiosity rather than long-held assumptions. And I think the story behind this company, where they too were outsiders and brought a fresh perspective to the industry that helped them spot gaps and also building trust on job sites and creating solutions that genuinely serve the people that are doing the work. But over to you, what aspects of the story resonated with you today? Where do you see reality intelligence reshaping your own projects or workflows? Love to hear your thoughts. Tech blog writer at outlook.com, techtalksnetwork.com. You'll find thousands of interviews just like this one. And don't forget, you can also follow me on LinkedIn, X, Instagram, just at Neil C. Hughes. But that's it for today. So thank you as always. And I'll be back again real soon with another guest. Bye for now.